We will start off sports while we're waiting for Mike Kazi to call in. And hey, in football last night, Seattle over the Rams, 30-29, when this happened at the end of the game.
Zuerlein missed it. Good snap, good hold. He just pushes it right ever so closely and just misses it.
So that was that. So I think I won that game. I think I predicted Seattle to win that game. I'm not that sure about that, but I'm pretty sure I did. And in baseball, well, this was the big play which really put the game out of the reach for Atlanta against St. Louis.
It would be a miracle if they don't.
Here is the pitch for Wong, and he swings and grounds it. Fair pass first. That's going to score two more at least. Here comes Molina. They stop him at third. And the Cardinals have taken a 7-3 lead now.
Wow. 7-3, and they ended up winning the game 7-6. 7-6. Wow. Those were the two highlights that I wanted to play from yesterday's sports. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I guess I won the NFL game last night?
Yeah, the Rams missed a field goal to win the game at the end.
Yes. I love when other teams get New York Giants luck.
I'm glad you said that.
It's true.
Finally admitted the Giants are lucky.
You're real lucky. So, with luck like that, you don't need mafia enemies.
that kind of luck ain't going to help you if you got one of them.
No. All right. So, anyways, that's that. Seattle wins. That puts me what now? Two games over
12-5? 12-10.
Well, very quickly, I guess we should just blow through the NFL before we get to the World Series in racing. Want me to give you my NFL picks for this Sunday?
Yeah, fire away.
Fire away. Okay, I'm going to take New Orleans over Tampa Bay. I am going to take Philadelphia over the Jets. And I think I'm going to take New England over Washington.
Well, we're the same on two. Right. I'm taking New England and Philadelphia, and the other game I'm taking is Kansas City.
All right. All right, so we've got that out of the way. A couple of different games last night. Atlanta lost at home 7-6, and the Dodgers just put a beating on Washington.
Yeah, good move with the Dodgers starting Bueller. He shut them down totally, and that was the end of that game. And then, excuse me. The Atlanta Pen failed them.
Oh.
They're winning 3-1 going into the eighth inning. And then before you look up, it's 7-3. St. Louis scored 6 runs in the last 2 innings, which just goes back to what I told you. When somebody's getting somebody out, don't make the change. The Braves used 8 pitchers last night.
That's stupid. Yeah.
8 pitchers. The first 5 allowed 6 hits, 5 of them coming with Keuchel, and then they started making changes, and in an inning and 2/3, they gave up 8 hits and 6 runs with 2 walks put in there. So to get 5 outs, they put 10 guys on base.
Well, remember what happened to the first guy they brought in after Keuchel, right? Served up that.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I can't say that I did.
1 or 2 pitches into the at-bat, serves up a moonshot. A moonshot.
I mean, in the seventh inning, they bring in Freed. He pitched 1 inning through 14 pitches, struck out 2 guys. I guess that wasn't good enough because they pulled him out.
Amazing.
You know, as they continue to play this Stratego baseball, teams are going to throw games away and lose games that they should have won. It has nothing to do with the players or anything. It's the management making bad decisions. And, you know, they can say that Acuna's not hustling all they want. Management blew this game for the Braves last night.
All right. There's four games on TV today. Four.
Yeah, we've been through that. I'm not happy about it.
Tampa Bay at Houston at 2 o'clock. St. Louis at Atlanta at 4:37. Minnesota at the Yankees at 7. And Washington at the Dodgers at, I think it's 9:30 or 9:40, something like that.
All I can say is I hope the temperature in New York plummets quick tonight.
It's going to be chilly.
I hope it gets real cold there tonight. Then all they're going to do is complain that it's cold. Well, if you played your game at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it would have been nice and warm.
Yeah, it's going to get chilly tonight. It's not going to get cold. But it's going to get chilly. Yep, there's no doubt about that. It's going to get chilly. All right, with that being said,
I really wonder if this game was being played in Minnesota tonight, because it's going to be cold up there, because remember, they play outside now. If this game would be played at night, or would it be played during the day?
Yeah.
I just wonder.
Yeah, no, it's stupid the way they did it. You know what? You can put the Yankee fans will find a way to watch, if you're a true Yankee fan, watch the Yankees if they're on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They'll find a way to do it. And you're right. The people that do go out to the stadium will be much more comfortable. Those are just two very simple facts. It's just
Major League Baseball's proven that they couldn't care one iota about the fans.
Yeah. All right, so we've gone through that. The Mets fired their manager.
Yes. Now let's see what they do. It's funny how you listen to some of these people that get paid to do what we do for free. How the Mets they're there already. Now the Mets need somebody to take them to the promised land. Well, if your promised land's Hoboken, the Mets are there already. The Mets are far, far, far from being there. They mentioned yesterday that Syndergaard and Diaz are definitely going to be back next year. So that just makes Mets fans extend their hope to 2021, because those are the two guys that they need to move. Diaz because he's incapable, and Syndergaard because you can get a return for the players that you need for him. You need a third baseman, you need an outfielder, you need a first baseman. Not first baseman, because you got Alonso. You still need players. The Mets need to go out and get players. I don't understand this team. They get a little success 5 years ago and go to the World Series, and they think they have the 27 Yankees. Now they make what they call the run, which was more like a crawl, and they think that they're knocking on heaven's door. No, they're not. They're knocking on the outhouse door. The Mets are as close to finishing in last place as they are in first place if they don't make any moves. Because these people that think they know everything say, well, now they have to go get Joe Girardi because he can teach them how to win. Good luck with that.
I don't know if Joe Girardi...
Girardi will not take that job.
Because of the general manager.
Well, not only because of the general manager. Because Joe Girardi knows... The team that's closest to winning a championship there's openings. It's called the Cubs.
Yeah.
It's not the Mets.
Yeah.
The Cubs are very close to winning a championship. The manager lost the clubhouse there. They have all the tools to win. They're a stronger team than the Mets. They have a better lineup, better starting staff, right down the line. The Cubs will have Joe Girardi at the helm next year, not the Mets. The Mets, they'll come up with some 5- and 10-cent replacement.
Yeah, I think Girardi would be the perfect fit for the Cubs. I really do. Well, yeah.
That's where he started.
Yeah,
you got to remember, Joe Girardi wasn't a Yankee; he was a Cub.
All right, so there's that. All right, so now
the Rangers won last night.
No.
Yeah, 6-4. It was a tie game late, 4-4. They scored a goal, got an empty net goal, and they won 6-4 last night. So, shine up the Stanley Cup. The Rangers are winning.
Was the Siv in goal?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Like I said, I don't watch hockey that much until after Christmas, and I certainly wasn't going to watch the Rangers. Yeah, the Siv was in goal. He still let up 4 goals.
All right. So you said we have some good racing this weekend.
Yeah, Keeneland's good. I mean, I was supposed to be there. I thought this was Columbus Day weekend. I almost planned my trip this weekend. Thank God I didn't. I would have never been able to make it. Starts today, 18 days at Keeneland. We're going to go to tomorrow's races. We're going to start in sixth race, grade two Woodford, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. Good thing about Keeneland, unlike New York and Santa Anita, you don't get many short fields. 10 horses line up for this race. Two horses I'm looking at. One is the two-horse Extravagant Kid, trained by Brendan Walsh. This horse is a sprint specialist, has hit the board 16 times out of 19 on a turf and 15 out of 17 at this distance. Ran in this race last year, 5-1, got beat a length. This horse is coming off some real nice races at three different tracks at Woodbine, Churchill, and Colonial. Should get the job done. Another horse in here that's been running very, very well is the nine-horse Leinster. This horse is 1-1 at Keeneland, undefeated 3-3 at the distance, coming off a third-place win at Kentucky Downs after three wins in a row at 5.5 furlongs. This horse is lightly raced on a turf with five wins, so this horse still has grounds to improve. So we're looking at a 2.992 exacta box in the sixth at Keeneland tomorrow. From here, we're going to skip the seventh. We're going to go to the eighth as the First Lady, a grade one mile on the turf. Looking at two horses here, the six-horse Vasilica coming off a win, going a mile and an eighth at Del Mar. These Del Mar horses for the last few years on the turf have come into Keeneland and run very, very big. Flavian Pratt is at Keeneland for tomorrow. This horse has run 20 times in a mile and won 10 of them. As a five-year-old, that's a lot of races, but this horse is a mile specialist. And I think Vasilica will get the job done tomorrow. Horse I'm going to use is right next door. That's the 7, Indian Blessing. This horse ran third in this race last year, then went back to Europe. Got a nice tightener in the Ballston Spar up at Saratoga going a mile and a 16th. Ran second, got beat only a neck. The winner of that race came back to win another race. So that sets Indian Blessing, who's 12-1, up very nicely. So a 6-7-7-6 box in the First Lady. This brings us to the ninth race, the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity. A lot of big-name horses came out and won this race, so this is a race you can pay attention for a little bit down the road, especially in the Breeders' Cup. The two horses I'm looking here, one is the obvious horse on the rail, Tap It to Win, trading by Mark Case. Mark Case always has a big meet at Keeneland in the fall. He seems to use Saratoga as a setup to send horses here, but this year at Saratoga he did fare well as well. So Tap to Win is my top pick in this race. Horse I'm going to use with him is the 6-horse, Maxfield, trained by Brendan Walsh. Lightly raced, one race, one win, broke maiden first time out. At Churchill Downs going a mile, has a nice work at Keeneland for this race. With these lightly raced horses, there's a lot of angles you can use, but that's the angle I'm using. So a 1-6-6-1 in the ninth, and then the 10th race is the Shadwell Mile on a turf. This is a very prestigious race. A lot of nice horses in here. Draws 14, and I'm glad they have 14. Horse I'm going to use in my exacta, excuse me, is the 14 Real Story. This horse has speed to burn from the outside. Let's just hope Bravo's alert for the start to break this horse to get on top and try to use his speed to his advantage. Horse I'm going to use to bet to win is right next door, the 13 Divisiderio. This horse is the opposite of the 14 Real Story. This horse is going to stalk. I think this horse worked out a nice trip with Julian Pimentel, rode him last time at Monmouth to a win. He's coming off a nice works down at Fair Hill. Has only raced twice over this track. Has a triple-digit buyer over the track. Shows me this horse likes the track. And at 12-1, I like the price. So in this race, I'm going to go with the 13 Divisiderio on top. And the 14 Real Story to round up my exactas. So only 5 graded stakes tomorrow at Keeneland. I don't know. That's pretty poor racing, isn't it?
You'll have some fun, me. I hope you cash some tickets.
So do I. I'm looking forward to it. This is my Breeders' Cup. The Breeders' Cup's in Santa Anita. Not going to pay. I will give picks, but this is the meet that I look forward to every year, the spring and fall meet at Keeneland.
All right there, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys. And Yankee fans, bring blankets tonight. I got a deal worked out. It's going to get cold.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a good one.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.